The National Wolves Week, which is from 12 to 16 September, was established with the sole purpose of making people aware of the importance of having a valid will. I'll be chatting to Johan Stredom, Head of Growth at FNB Fiduciary, about the importance of having a will. It's Wolves Week. Why is it important to have a valid will in place when one passes on?
Okay, I think in terms of Wolves Week specifically, there's a lot of awareness being created about wills and the importance of having wills. You know, a will is such an important document because it's the only legal way where you set to choose and you can direct what should happen to your assets and who should inherit your assets if you are no longer there. So effectively, it comes down to if you don't take the opportunity to draft a valid and execute a valid will, that you are not going to have the option to choose your beneficiaries and who gets what.
Would you say South Africans are well aware of the negative implications of not having a valid will?
If we look at the current take-up of wills across the board and we get the statistics from the Master of the High Court of estates reported with the master where the deceased passed away without a valid will, then it seems that it doesn't, you know, because it's widely reported that around 75 to 80% of all deaths are reported for people that do not have a will. But I do think a lot has been done in recent years of creating the awareness. I think where the problem sits is that there is still a reluctance from consumers to actually take the time and think about, you know, their own legacy and, you know, take the time to draft the will. I do believe that there's a massive awareness that's been created, but to get people to actually activate and draft their own wills is another story.
What constitutes a valid will?
The legal formalities in terms of a valid will is prescribed in terms of legislation, right? So anybody over the age of 16 can draft a valid will. That means that you can draft a written document where you state who inherits your assets, and that document needs to comply to certain formalities. So, for example, you as the person that drafts the will needs to sign it on every page. It needs to be done in front of two witnesses that are impartial. They are not people that inherit from you or family members that inherit from you. And it needs to be dated. So it clearly needs to state, this is your will, these are my intentions, with your signature, in front of witnesses, dated. And that's basically the requirement. So, you know, in terms of Wills Week, there's a lot of service providers that offer the drafting of wills for consumers. But if we take a step back and just look at what are the formalities that are required, I do believe that there's a lot of people that are actually able to draft their own wills. Not that it is something that we'd like to prescribe, but in terms of the formalities, you know, just having a document where you've got clearly stated the inherits, what signed on every page in front of the witnesses and dated, that is, you know, the legal formalities.
What are the most important details that you would say need to be included in a will?
It's important that your intentions are clear. So we deal with a lot of ambiguity in terms of what assets are left to beneficiaries. So, you know, what we often say to clients is try and keep it simple, but be clear. You know, make sure that you've got a clear description of the assets that you'd like to leave to your beneficiaries and that there's no confusion in terms of the identification of that asset. Also, that the beneficiaries are clearly identifiable. I know in a lot of families, there are very often shared names, people with the same surname and name. So if that is the case, make sure that you identify those beneficiaries correctly, for example, stating what the relationship is to you, their names, and if that still is not clear, add the identification number of that beneficiary. So I think that would sort out any confusion. You know, once you've drafted your will and before you sign it, just take a step back, read through it, make sure that anybody other than you that steps into your shoes and look at this will clearly be able to understand what your intentions are there.
At what age would you say is advisable to have a will and why?
We often tell clients and consumers that, you know, everybody should have a valid will. The moment you start accumulating assets and you would obviously like to protect these assets for somebody else, then you need to start thinking about drafting your will. But what we found is that people really think about these things the moment they have a responsibility to another person. It could be a child, it could be a spouse, but that's where we often see most people really take responsibility and start doing the right thing by drafting a will. So it's between the accumulation of assets and then obviously having somebody that you are needing to take care of in terms of your legacy planning. You know, that's ideally where we see most of the clients drafting their wills.
Do you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's so much being said about wills and the importance of wills in the drafting of wills during Wills Week. But for me, what is very important is that consumers do understand that it's not only about drafting the will. The will is really, for me, putting your plan in place. So there's a couple of things that comes before the drafting of the will. You know, looking at your own personal situation, looking at your assets, making sure that your intentions with your assets based on your personal situations are executable, looking at what your expenses are and what your debt are, you know, what debts do you have in your estate and how have you catered for those debts. Those are just some of the matters that I think a lot of people forget about when they start thinking about wills. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that, yes, it's important to have a will, but it's also important to take consideration of a couple of other estate planning factors that come into play.
That was Johan Stretom, Head of Growth at FNB Fiduciary, about the importance of having a will.